Haere mai, callers ward toku inoa. It is my privilege to lead us in prayer tonight. Today marks the end of our first week in Level 3. How has your life changed in the last week? Maybe your life has sped up with a return to work. For me, it has actually slowed down as the extra people in our bubble are able to move on or return to their homes. Whatever or however our lives are changing, let us come together tonight to pray to our Father in heaven. Et tu whānau, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. Tonight's psalm is Psalm 115, and I'm going to read verses 1 to 11 from the ESV. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but do not speak. They have eyes, but do not see. They have ears, but do not hear, noses, but do not smell. They have hands, but do not feel, feet, but do not walk, and they do not make a sound in their throat. Those who make them become like them, so do all who trust in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Reading this psalm reminds us that we have a God who is real and living, not an idol made of silver or gold, and that glory belongs to him. O Father, we thank you that you are not like the idols of other nations. You are a God who hears, sees, and speaks. May we, your people, trust in you and seek to praise you and give you the glory. Amen. Tonight's reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 32. Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learned Christ. Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbour, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labour, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamour and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. This section of Ephesians is entitled The New Life. I don't know about you, but there are days when my old self, the one Paul describes in verses 17 to 24, dominates. I don't display signs of new life. Corrupting talk comes out of my mouth. I don't build people up, and I seem to feel a lack of kindness and tender-heartedness. Maybe you, like me, are finding that spending almost 6 weeks with the same people has worn us all down to the point where even little things, like butter left on the bench, provoke bitterness and anger. But at the end of this chapter, Paul provides us with good news. He encourages us to be forgiving of one another, as Christ forgave us. Not only does Christ offer forgiveness for all the times the old self comes out, he provides a way of putting on the new self by forgiving each other, following his model. Father, we come before you in the knowledge that we don't always put on the new self. Forgive us and spur us on to true righteousness and holiness. Amen. Now, let us pray for our world, which God has given to us, the children of man. This evening, Father, we bring before you those in countries which are poorly equipped to deal with COVID-19. Our news is dominated by Western countries, yet many of your children live in places where there are few hospitals and little, if any, medical care. I pray that you would sustain those people who live in developing countries, who are our brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray that they might, like the psalmist encourages us, trust in you, remembering that you are their help and shield. I also pray for kindness from the governments of countries where there are enough medical care and supplies, that they would be prompted to share what we have and not hoard it in a spirit of selfishness, that they too would trust you, that there is provision for every person that you have made. We also bring before you those of our friends and family or those we know of who might be living in countries where medical treatment is difficult to obtain. We name those people now. Father, comfort them and protect them in such uncertain times. In Jesus' name, amen. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family, and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in using whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Father, we give you all our praise and all the glory, for you are the author of all things, and you are making all things new, even if sometimes our human eyes cannot see this. As we go about our lives tomorrow, I pray that we will see your glory and praise you for it. Thank you for taking the time to pray with me. It is a wonderful comfort to know that even though we cannot see each other, we can be joined by praying to our Heavenly Father. Enoho Ra.